And get ready to hear a conversation that we have every month, thanks to those on behalf of the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy, Executive Director Kyle Caldwell, with the leadership. Kyle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yes. Hey, let's talk about something actually we touched base on the last segment with Doug Kinchy and his staff with the Coffin Interfaith Institute, role of nonprofits in encouraging voter community engagement during the campaign season. We're in this campaign season, Kyle.
Well, you know, it's funny. We think about campaign season during presidential elections every 4 years, but of course, you know, we have them every 2 years, and oftentimes there's local ballot initiatives and other important issues of the day that come up, and we find that nonprofits have a high trust level in communities, and that the work that they can do to help people understand the issues as well as get out to vote can be really amplifying. So one of the things that we're always concerned about is civic engagement and how nonprofits can be helpful in that space. And so one of the things that we like to talk about with nonprofits is how can they get people more engaged? And what's interesting is, I think we talked about this before, that nonprofits are chartered by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Our right of assembly and free speech is really the kind of the grounding for why we have nonprofits. And so the idea that we would promote civic health is an important one. And voter turnout is just one of those great ways we can do that.
So civic engagement means vote, and the follow-up is why voter engagement does matter.
Absolutely, and you know, civic engagement is voting is just one part of it. You know, people getting involved in their community, but we find that where the decisions are made in policy and money and representation really is happening at the local level. There's a lot of distrust in institutions right now, and people are really trying to figure out, where do they go to get information? Where do they go to understand the issues? And nonprofits are certainly at the center of that. And so we oftentimes forget that nonprofits are organizations that can help people understand their local issues and provide services. And some of the research that's out now shows that nonprofits that are helping people understand the issues and understanding how to vote actually find that they get more donors, more volunteers from that work, and we find that people who are engaged with nonprofits are more likely to vote.
What about your response to the impact of voter engagement? Expand here.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you look at the last 15 years, the data is pretty clear that those that are engaged in voter engagement efforts through the nonprofit sector can increase the turnout of young people, people of color, people of low income, people who of high income, all across the board, every single demographic. If you measure their likelihood to vote before an engagement with a nonprofit and after, it's always increased. It's 132% increase in the likelihood of young people under the age of 25 to vote if they've been involved with a nonprofit. And that is the actual lowest turnout demographic in our country.
Again, Kyle Caldwell, Executive Director, Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy. I want to get on to the value, but does the center offer workshops or anything on the subject?
We have partnerships with organizations like the Michigan Nonprofit Association and others who do outreach. Last year, we helped nonprofits understand both their rights and responsibilities and the rules of engagement activities, including advocacy and working in areas of voter engagement and lobbying. So we do have partnerships that provide these resources to nonprofits all across the state and certainly here in West Michigan.
Can you expand on the value of nonprofits encouraging voter engagement? Some of this is repetitive questioning, but I'm going to ask you to lay the scene here.
Yeah, thanks. The when you look at the core of some of the work that nonprofits engage in, helping people become more educated, helping provide services, one of the ways that you have to figure out how to expand your mission is to making sure that you get volunteers, you get more people engaged, you get them in the door. You find ways to make your organization more relevant. Voter engagement is one of those. And especially for charities, those that are chartered as 501c3 nonprofit organizations provide services to communities. They have a unique role that they can play because they are actually barred from engaging in partisan political activities. but they can engage in nonpartisan voter turnout activities. And what we found from the research is that those nonprofits that do tend to engage their clients and their volunteers in voter engagement efforts actually are more likely to turn those people into volunteers for their organization, as well as donors to their bottom line. So it has a, you know, double bottom line value. First off, people who are engaged in voter turnout efforts through the nonprofit sector bring more people into their nonprofit at a higher value with volunteers and with donors. And then we also find that in community, those that are engaged by nonprofits to do voter turnout efforts are more likely to vote, especially among underrepresented populations.
My notes tell me epic dissatisfaction with both candidates make it crucial this year.
One of the things that we know is that when people are turned off by the candidates, it tends to have a ripple effect on whether or not they want to vote at all. Mm-hmm. And that's really dangerous when you think about all the other decisions that are on ballots. The presidential election certainly has the greatest public exposure, the greatest money thrown at it. The down ballot races are also influenced by that. But we also often have important other issues on the ballot. There are appointees to local school boards in election years, not at the same time. Sometimes those are in the primaries. We have some important referenda that end up on the ballot that if people are discouraged, there's low turnout. And we end up with decisions that a lot of people didn't actually put their name on a ballot to say yes or no to. So we think that engagement through the nonprofit sector can at least help people understand the issues, understand the importance of it, and they are trusted organizations. If you look at the polling that's out nationally over the last 15 to 20 years, nonprofits are more trusted than government, more trusted than business, more trusted than any other institution.
Lastly, Kyle, have there been studies? Is there a study of voter engagement in Michigan?
There is. We were lucky to be part of a pilot study, two pilot studies, that looked at how human service organizations especially engage in nonprofit voter turnout, what the results are, did it make any difference with clients, did it make any difference? And we found that not only are people more likely to vote because they've been by one contact with a nonprofit about how to register and how to vote, but the more contact an individual had from that same nonprofit, the more likelihood that they were going to vote. And it is among the most vulnerable. What was neat about the Michigan study, Shelley, was that we were able to look at some of the hardest to reach populations and figure out increases. Young people under 25, the homeless, if you can imagine that, who, because they don't have a home and don't have an address, are the hardest ones to get to the polls because, of course, our system is tied to addresses when we think about registering to vote. And we found a remarkable increase in the number of people who were actually able to vote and willing to vote because of their interaction with nonprofits. And Michigan was the sort of the sample study for that and sample community for that study. And that was a really important finding.
What else do we need to know when it comes to, how the center can help us?
Well, in addition to making people aware of how they can register to vote and involve people in voting. We have our own sort of voting going on right now. We have our Voice GR survey that's out in the community that we hope that everyone will go to the johnsoncenter.org website or go to a Voice GR website and tell us what they think about their community. Help us understand what are the trends, what are the future needs for communities. So the Voice GR survey is out there and people I hope can participate in that one. That one, you don't have to do it on one day. You can do it all along the course of the now and into the fall.
How do we find out more about the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy, Kyle?
JohnsonCenter.org.
There's the branding. Thanks. Hey, we'll speak again in September.
Great to talk to you.
Great
thanks.
Great to start to the new year, or actually the school year soon as well. Thanks, Kyle Caldwell.
Thank you.